Then when the truck come, drive right down at Hebrew, while the people on the ground, and them were just pitching up to the man on the end, pitching up to the man on the end, and finally he get out of here, he got his load. Taters the same way. We put our taters in the windrow, then when they get through Gilson, dig them out the ground, and we go back and pick them up and hold them on, put them where we're going to put them.
Well, when it's time for you now to gather or harvest something, do you have some help to help you?
Well, sometime I have my grandson be here. And
oh,
that.
He was here when I was here before.
Oh, right. He's going with me. But like now, well, I had to do the best I can. If I ain't got nobody to help me, I had to do it myself.
It seems like it's awful. It'd be a lot of work for women.
It'd be a lot of work. I got tired of ever done my life. Last year, pulling corn by myself.
Really? Oh, gosh. You don't have a corn puller?
No.
And there are such things, aren't
yes,
there?
Ma'am.
I'm not
yeah. crazy. Yes, ma'am. Basically, a little man can't pull all that kind of stuff too hard.
I guess so. I don't know anything about machinery.
Close to much, you know. Have a great
is a corn puller a special thing, or is it attached to a tractor?
Well, it's a special thing because it's got its own motor and go down the road and,
I see.
And pull the corn and kick it back in your truck. You got a truck or trailer right behind. You can put a hitch your trailer behind. Put your trailer right back here, fed into your corn pulling. Your motor up there going down the road, and you're pulling your corn and kicking it right back in your trailer. When you get your trailer full, you get your nut in there.
I see.
Well,
that would be a pretty expensive
nice.
Piece of
yeah,
job.
Right.
I can't imagine how they would get one to. It seems like it would miss a lot of corn.
Well, do. It's not a. Sometimes people go back there and pull more corn and let the stalk down, it's going to miss that year. I mean, I'll get that cone.
Yeah, that's
if the cone's all standing straight up pretty good, it practically gets bigger than it is, and now and then it'll miss a, you know, miss a year. You see those, like, those fingers go right down them stalk cone like that and strip them up like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cone be standing like that and it go right down to there. Got a finger like that fork there. See, it'll go down,
see.
It'll go down, it'll go down, you know, go right on down that way and pick up the cone.
Slides
come down. That's right, you got a conveyor, a chain on a conveyor, something like that. Carry it on back to your truck.
I see. Do you sell your corn when you?
No, I just raise and feed it to the cattle.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do they call that corn that comes up, you know, and then you'll have some, if you turn over a field, you know, and you don't replant it, you'll have some corn coming up. Do they call that anything?
Well, don't. Just corn in the field didn't give it?
No, that, you know, I don't know what causes it exactly, but, you know, you'll have a field and maybe they aren't going to plant in it that year. And they just, you know, have it all graded off. And then you'll see here and there some corn coming up.
Oh, volunteer corn will come up in.
Volunteer corn?
Volunteer corn.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I got plenty of it in my field. I planted corn there yesterday. See, I didn't get to put all the corn. I didn't even put the cattle in there. And yield the corn all over the field up there.
That's caused by the corn falling off and
yeah.
planting itself, sort of.
Yes. Yeah. Called volunteer.
Does it grow, if you leave it alone, will one of those stalks grow up as big
yeah,
as ours?
Yeah, it'll grow up and make a year. That's it, if it ain't too thick. Just one stalk will grow up and make a year come. But the whole year, all them grains come up on a year, you know, that's just thick too much.
They come up all together.
Oh, come up, all the grain on that year come up. It's a big thing sitting there with a lot of corn.
I see. I want to ask you something else I thought of, too. You know, last time we were talking about rail fences.
Yeah.
And if you remember, you may not, I said it looked like to me that an animal could knock one over. You know, one of those big high rail fences. Well,
remember.
I saw one now. They have rebuilt one down toward Natchez.
Yeah,
you know, you said about 10 rails high or so. But I ran into you, I think you mentioned to me, a worm fence. Didn't you say a worm fence?
Yes.
Okay, now, somebody down there mentioned, I may have it wrong, a snake and rider rail fence. Have you ever heard that?
Making it with you zigzag like that every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't picture the difference between a worm rail fence and a snake and rider fence.